Some days we're embarrassed by the riches. You know, we could be here a couple of hours with these two texts. But I promise we won't be that way. But having just come from this Verbum Domini, you know, Word of the Lord conference, look how solemn this is. Huh? I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, okay, proclaim the word. What a solemn injunction. Huh? That's to the bishop and to the priests, to everybody in their own way. I charge you in the presence of God, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. That's powerful, isn't it? What an obligation is put on those who are ordained. And notice the first thing is, I charge you, raise enough money. That's not what he said, was it? We needed some money, but that's not what he said. Proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether they want to hear it or not, you've got to tell them. You see? Because there'll come a time when people will not tolerate sound doctrine. When do you think that time is? And the cure is preach the word. And so I bet everybody who was at that conference is saying about what I'm saying, wherever they are now. Because, you know, we finished yesterday, and look at this. And then, his own ministry. I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now, he gave it his best shot. And as he says other places, by the grace of God, I am what I am. So he's not bragging. But what does he say? I have competed well. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me. That's an eternal crown. You see? Which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day. He's so confident, right? Because he's so... No. I live, now not I, Christ lives in me. And I have tried to make room for him. And in his power, I am on the way. You see? To get the crown of righteousness by the work of Christ in me. The obstacle is, do we make room for him? And do we preach the word? Now, everybody's supposed to preach the word, you know that. But when you're ordained, that's the primary job according to the teaching of the church. You see? Not to fix the furnace or take care of Mrs. Murphy when she's mad. You know, they've got to do that too. It's to preach the word. Make it known. Okay. And he will award me on that day, and not just to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. Do you long for his appearance? Suppose you walk out the door on your way home and Jesus looms over the horizon, you know, maybe 200 feet tall. Everybody could see him. Would you be longing for that? Oh my God, I'm not ready. Oh, wait, come back next week, Lord, please. You mean I got... No, it's now. Longed for his coming. You see. And then we have that lovely psalm. And then we have this gospel. This gospel is one of the foundation stones of Mother of God Community. I'm sure you all remember, huh? You don't give of your surplus, you give of your substance. And not just money. That's the easy part. Forgiveness, service, prayer time. You know, caring for the brethren. You just don't give of your surplus. I'm feeling pretty good today, so I think I'll be nice to everybody. You can't do that. It's from your substance. Out of your substance you give. Now that's important. And that's the, you see, the as all of the members of the community recognize, that is one of the foundational pillars of our whole spirituality. You give of your substance. You're tired? For what? Get going. You know? Give of your substance. That person insulted me terribly. And I'm upset. It'll take me a few weeks to get over it, and then I'll forgive them. No way. Now. It's hard. Of course it's hard. But we have to give of our substance. Time. We got, I don't know, we got 25 people here, 30 people here, you know, whatever we got. Substance means get out of bed and pray. Get out of bed and come to Mass. Make sure there's no enmity anywhere in your heart. You've got to give of your substance. Then the Lord will say, you know, this poor widow put in more than everybody else. Wouldn't you like to hear that? See? And then you're here with Paul. See? The crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me. He's awarding his own work in me. Anyway, we have to go on, but these are very powerful texts we have today. You know? So you can't say, well, this gospel doesn't apply to me because I don't have a lot of money anyway. It's not money. It's you. It's you. Well, I'm tired. I don't think I have time to pray today. No, you pray. You don't know how many people are connected to you throughout the world. And as you move toward prayer, when it's dry, when it's boring, when it's whatever, you don't know how many people you're taking with you to the kingdom. When you get baptized, the Lord puts the whole world on your back. You are responsible. All the contemplatives understand that, right? Teresa of Avila, Therese, you know, this life of prayer is for the whole world. We look at the mess we're in and the mess the church is in. Though I must say that conference was mighty encouraging. You know, I must have been 60 or 80 guys there. And man, they were there. They weren't just taking notes so they could go home and preach a good homily tomorrow. They were there. That's very encouraging. Anyway, it's a powerful text. Just ask the Lord, today, how does that apply to me?